我不晓得你们唱诗感觉怎么样，我每次唱到你真伟大这首诗歌，我心里面特别感动。
I don't know what's going through your heart, going through your mind when you come to the phrase, how great thou art. I am moved by those words.
你能够想象这么浩瀚宇宙的主宰。
Can you imagine the author of the universe?
居然是我们慈爱的天父。
And he is our loving father.
我们这么渺小，这么败坏，这么无能的人，居然跟这么伟大的神有关系。
So small, so puny, so corrupt.Yeah, we have something to do with this awesome God.
虽然我现在的声音像鸭子叫，我也忍不住要唱 How great thou art.
And my voice is a little coarse, but I want to cry out how great thou art.
所以我们生病也算不了什么哈。
So even when we are ill or we're sick, that's not something to consider.
难怪耶稣说你们在地上就算有苦难，在我里面你们会有平安的。
That's why Jesus says, even though you may have tribulation in this world, in me you'll have peace.
因为我们都是暂时客居此地啊。
Because we are all just sojourning through this land.
我们都在回家的路上。
We're all on our way home.
我们都在面向那位伟大的君王，我们向他而去。
We are all facing and walking toward the King of Kings.
加油。
Everybody, be encouraged.
因他活着，我们能面对明天。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
我知道最近有很多人外出，有很多人生病啊。报告，你看我刚才儿子戴个口罩唱歌，大家都在生病。
I know a lot of people are traveling, a lot of people are falling ill. According, even Aaron, that's why he's wearing a mask because he's leading worship.
但是希望我们不管到哪里去，不管在怎样的处境，因着主的同在。我们心里面还是有喜乐啊。
We pray that no matter where we are, whatever we are going through, because the presence of the Lord, His joy abides.
我今天要讲一个题目，叫做明天比今天更好。
The theme for the message today is today will be better than tomorrow.
听说这句话有名到还有一首歌是用这个做名字啊。
Sorry, tomorrow will be better than today.
How do you say?
Today will be better than tomorrow.
这是活在当下的。
I'm only living in the present.But,
yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以那种比较年轻一点的，没有经过太大难处的，都活在当下。
Many of us who haven't gone through a lot of trials and difficulties were always living in the moment.
经过一些难处的，总是希望明天比今天更好。
And after you've gone through some trials in your life, you're always hoping tomorrow will be better than today.
那么我开始的时候，我还稍微解释一下为什么明天比今天更好，后面要有三个标点符号呢
？And I want to explain why, when we make the statement tomorrow will be better today, why the explanation mark and the question mark.
我没有找到那首歌，但是我相信那条歌绝对不会放标点符号。
And I couldn't find that particular song that shares the same title. And I know at the end of that's the title of that song.
至少不会放三个标点。
It did not have these marks.
那第一个标点符号呢，就表示我们第一次听到这句话，我们很兴奋呢。
The first exclamation mark means we are very excited when we hear these words.
或是我们还很年轻，这个没有经过难处，听到明天比今天更好，我们会很喜乐，很兴奋。
Perhaps we haven't gone through a whole lot of trials in life yet, and we hear this phrase that tomorrow will be better than today. We're all very excited.
稍微有一点年纪的都知道为什么要加个问号了。
Those of us who are a little more advanced in age, we know why the question mark comes.
或者在人生经过一些失意、不如意，甚至痛苦的事情，我们就会问说：明天真的会比今天更好吗
？Particularly when in life and you've gone through some things that are not according to your ways, and you begin to question and you begin to doubt, really.Will tomorrow be better than today?
有一些的难处不是那么大的难处啊。
And some of the difficulties that we go through, they're not that hard.
虽然对我们来说已经很大了。
Though for us personally, it may be a challenge.
例如说你掉了一个工作。
Perhaps you lost your job.
你觉得明天一定不会比今天更好。
But your conclusion would be tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to be better than today.
那你晓得你从公司打了包被 lay off 回家以后。突然接到一个更好的 offer.
Not to realize after you packed everything up, you got home, you get a call, and you got a better offer of a better job.
对不对？所以这个是暂时的。
And again, what we go through is very temporal.
你可能思念到不想活了。
Perhaps you are brokenhearted to the point that you lost your love and you don't want to live anymore.
没想到神给你预备一个远超过所求所想的。
And not to realize God's prepared someone that is beyond what you can even possibly imagine.
所以你会觉得这些难处还不会让我们未来没有盼望。
And you say, okay, because I've gone through some of these and I probably wouldn't have I wouldn't go on without hope.
但是如果今天医生跟你说你得了一个 terminal disease， 你是癌症，而且癌症末期。
But if the doctor announced to you today that you have a terminal disease, a terminal illness, maybe cancer，
你要再把这句话用到自己身上，就发现很困难。明天真的会比今天更好吗
？And then will you really be able to use these words in your life？And you begin to question, will tomorrow really be better than today?
我需要经过手术，我需要经过化疗，我需要经过什么放疗。
There may be operations, chemotherapy, radiation that I have to go through.
我们不会觉得明天会比今天更好的。
We would not necessarily come to the conclusion that tomorrow is going to be better than today.
所以我们会打个问号的。
And so that's why the question mark.
那么第三个惊叹号呢？
And when we come to the third exclamation mark,
我就留到等一下再讲。
I'll save it for later.
免得你们打瞌睡。
Lest you fall asleep, you don't pay attention.
其实我还是讲好了。
Let me just say it now.
第三个惊叹号是我们在基督里，虽然经过了这么多的难处，这么多的问号，到最后我们还是能够很勇敢的说。因他活着，我的明天会比今天更好。
Amen. The third exclamation mark is because we know who we believe in. We know Jesus Christ. We know that in Him, tomorrow will be better than today.
这是对每一个重生得救的基督徒都应该有的惊叹号。
Every born again Christian, every child of God needs to have this exclamation mark.
这是经过考验的，发自内心出来的惊叹号。我的明天一定要比今天更好。
This exclamation mark comes from trials, come from experience that I know tomorrow.
但是遗憾的是，并不是所有的基督徒都已经有第三个惊叹号了。
But the tragedy is not every single child of God, not every Christian was able to experience this third exclamation mark.
所以我说，我本来七月初想讲人生的下半场。
And at the beginning of July, I was going to have a message talking about the second half of my life.
怕年轻人不来。
And I was weary that the young people would not come.
今天到了七月底了，我还是不用。活好你的人生下半场。
And I still do not use the theme to live the second half of your life well.
我就换成明天比今天更好。
I chose these particular words that tomorrow will be better than today.
这个惊叹号会出现。
This exclamation mark will appear.
在于我们的心灵被开启了。
It's all depends upon whether our spirit is open.
我们看今生，看人事物，看我们的遭遇。再也不一样的角度了。
We come to the revelation that when we look at our lives, we look at everything that we encounter, we look at it from a different perspective.
人生的上半场是在追求成功、成果、被人肯定。
And the very first half, maybe we're pursuing worldly success, we're pursuing accolades and affirmation from others.
人生的下半场是在追求价值。追求神的肯定和称许。
In the second half, I pray that we are pursuing a value. We're pursuing God's acclamation, God's affirmation.
那人生的上半场，比较是自我中心的。
Now the second half, the first half maybe is very much self-centered.
总是希望多得得多得到越多的祝福，越多的好处越好。
We desire, we want more and more blessings for myself.
人生的下半场变成我们以神为中心，而我们愿意。流入祝福，甚至成为祝福。
We desire in the second half that we want to live out the will of God, that we become a blessing, we become a channel of blessing.
Yeah, 因为我们羡慕活得有价值，对神对人都有价值。
So we now begin to desire that I would live a valuable life, a life that is valuable in the sight of God and is valuable to the people around me.
这样子的开启会让我们用一个。永恒的眼光，或是一个宽广的眼光来看我们的今生。
With this understanding, we would have the foresight from eternity and a very broad perspective to see our lives.
就算我们有很多的难处在前面
，and even though we still know that there are many difficulties and challenges that will face us,
因为我们的眼光、我们的心态不一样，你就发现我们跟从前对这些事情的回应经历跟结果也都不一样。
And because of our understanding, because of our eyes being open, we know that the consequences and the results of what we go through will no longer be the same.
我想不光是从圣经的真理告诉我们是这样。
And not only through the truth and the word of God that tells us.
神的应许是这样。
But the promises of God are also true.
很多人已经经历过，也是这样。
A lot of people have experienced that this is to be true.
而且我们看到很多的见证人有这样子的见证，果然是明天比今天更好。
And we have many, many people that will testify truly, tomorrow will be better than today.
就算他在癌症中。
Even if that person is still going through cancer.
就算他被放在监狱里面为主受苦。
Even that person is still in prison for the sake of the Lord.
你发现这个人的生命是一直往上的。
You discover the life of this person continues to rise.
他里面活着的那个平安跟喜乐一直是加增的。
The peace and the joy continue to increase.
这是我们盼望的。
This is what we hope for.
所以我说我们每一个基督徒都有资格，而且也应该说明天比今天更好。
So I say every Christian, we have the right and we have the privilege to say yes, tomorrow will be better than today.
其实我可以下台了，好，讲完了。
I'm actually done with my message for today.
讲以前你先凭信心跟隔壁说，明天一定比今天更好。
Before we continue, can you turn to the person next to you and say it by faith, tomorrow will be better than today.
你们是第一个惊叹号还是第三个？
Is it the very first exclamation mark or the second, the latter?
我现在这三个惊叹号其实就是我今天信息的三个段落啊。
And so the three the points of the outline goes by these three markers at the end.
也是明天比今天更好的经历它本身的三个阶段。
And it is the three stages of experiencing the truth of tomorrow being better than today.
第一个，人人都有梦想。
Number one, everyone has hope, has dreams.
每一个人都希望明天比今天更好。
Everyone desires that tomorrow will be better than today.
很多年以前我就看见他们有一个统计报告，说93%的人都是不满意于现状，期望能够更好。
There was a statistic that was taken many years ago. 33% of the people on average desire that tomorrow or believes that tomorrow would be better than today.
你们不用举手哈。
I'm not going to ask show of hands.
你是那93%还是那7%？我看你的表情大概就知道。
Are you of that 93% or are you the 7%? But just by looking at your faces right now, I know.
有93%的人就是对目前的情形有某种程度某些方面的不满意，就希望能够更好。
93% of the people are not satisfied with what they're going through right now. They desire that it would be better than tomorrow.
这个不能说有错。
There's nothing wrong with it.
因为人总是要追求更好的嘛。
Because we all pursue what's better, the excellence.
为什么跑到美国追求 better life?
Why did you immigrate to the States to pursue a better life?
你为什么读书那么认真要上好学校？
Why are you studying so diligently to go to a better school?
我前两天看到一个短讯说有一个台湾的学者到清华大学去问底下的学生说你们有多少人这一辈子没当过状元的请站起来哈，就是不管小学乡下任何地方没当过 状元的请站起来。
And there was a scholar that went to a university in Taiwan and asked those who were in the crowd that how many of you have not been the valedictorian in your class?
状元 你会翻了我都没告诉他只有20%的人站起来。
Wow.
全是学霸。
20% of the people stood up.
所以表示他们都曾经在学术上是杰出的。
And so it says that a large percentage of the people are actually very, very, very good.
Very good. 你为什么拼死拼活呢？你就是希望明天比今天更好。
Why do you study? Why do you study so hard? Because you want tomorrow to be better than today.
还有很多人很悲惨的被骗，然后跳船偷渡来美国，才发现。这么可怕的生活，但是他们的出发点都是想追求更好的。
A lot of people try to come here to the States, and their desire is to that it would be better. But when what they discover is not necessarily what they hoped for it to be.
你去看看墨西哥的边界，多少人冒着生命危险，带着孩子想跑过来，就是想追求更好的。
A lot of people at the southern border, they want to cross the border, they want to come to America because they believe in coming to America, their future would be better.
你在 Silicon Valley 为什么一直跳槽？
跳槽
就是换工作 ，change job。
In the Silicon Valley, why do you jump from job to jobs?
就算不是追求 better life， 至少是 better pay 嘛，对不对
？Maybe you're not pursuing a better life, but you're looking for a better pay, right？
就大家都在追求更好的。
So everybody's pursuing what's better。
那我们来读一下今天路加福音12章的故事。
Let's read the story that's coming out of Luke chapter 12。
耶稣说，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办。我要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后我要对我的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你有许多财物，积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸吃喝快乐吧。”
And he told, Jesus told them a parable saying, the land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, what shall I do for all I have? Nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grains and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.
你知道这个财主回头看他的过去，成果非凡。财务多到仓房收不下了。
This rich man, you see in the story that he is very, very rich, very, very well off. His possessions is beyond what he can store.
就像你的存款已经多到可以买下一个银行了一样。
To the extent that your saving is more than enough to purchase a bank.
但是呢，他对未来又充满了憧憬，希望更好。
But he has a desire for even a brighter or better future.
所以他就想方法、想策略，怎么样子让我能够达到更好、更多。
So he thinks and he comes up with a plan. How can I have more and more for the future?
约翰福音第四章那里讲到一个撒玛利亚的女人。
John chapter 4 gave us a notion, an understanding of a woman that was in that story.
她来打水。
She came to draw water.
为什么打水？因为人干渴，需要喝水。
She came to draw water because she was thirsty. Men are will become thirsty.
当他听到耶稣说，凡喝这水还要再渴，若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，只永流到永生。
But when she hears Jesus says, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. And the water I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
他对耶稣讲的这句话完全是从物质的层面，从表面来领受的。
And when she heard the words of Jesus, she only understood it in the physical realm.
所以我虽然经文没列，底下他就马上就说，先生，请把这个水给我。
And I didn't list the verse in your outline, but her immediate response to Jesus was, sir, give me this water.
我们听到更好的，我们都想要，这是人之常情。
When we hear something that is better, that's what we all desire.
所以我们不光盼望明天比今天更好，我们甚至努力的想叫明天比今天更好。
Not only do we desire that tomorrow will be better than today, but we give our full diligence to make that happen.
那接下来就要问第二个问题。
And then we gotta follow with the second question.
明天真的会比今天更好吗？
Will tomorrow truly be better than today?
明天我们的未来真的在自己的掌控？
Your future, your tomorrow, is it really within your control?
我相信很多人对这句话有点经验的，我们都不敢再随便这么说了。
And I think a lot of people who have some experience in life do not dare to casually say these words.
因为你可能花了很大的功夫，也很认真，但是你却发现你的结果完全出乎你想象之外。
You work very hard. You're very, very diligent.But you come to the conclusion that the result is not what I expected.
公司老板给你的 promise, 婚姻上给你的 promise, 都认为明天会比今天更好，结果发现不是这么回事。
The promises for advancement from your boss, the promises to you, a thought that was in your marriage, you come to discover that that's not what I hoped.
有一个餐馆门口贴了一个大牌子，说明天吃饭免费。
There is a big sign at the door of a restaurant that says, tomorrow you'll be able to eat for free.
所以大家就忍饿，忍到明天进去好好吃它一顿。
So everybody would just starve themselves. The next day, I'm going to go and eat, have a great feast.
吃完要走的时候，老板就跟他要钱了。
So when they were done with that great feast, the bill came.
他说，你门口不是写明天吃饭免费吗？
And the guy said, the sign was out there that says, tomorrow you get to eat for free.
老板说，是啊，明天免费啊，今天要钱。
And the boss said, yeah, that's true. Tomorrow is free. Today you still got to pay for your meal.
所以你每一次进去都是今天，所以明天才免费。
I don't know if you guys got the concept of this story. Every time you go in, it's today. Tomorrow, so you always have to pay, and tomorrow will be for free.
会笑的大概都没有得 COVID 哈。
Those who are smiling and laughing, maybe you don't have COVID today.
还听得懂笑话。
You understand what I'm saying?
我们被这个世界骗的，带着一个憧憬，明天会比今天更好。
We are deceived by this world.We move in a direction, feeling or thinking that tomorrow will be better than today.
我们咬紧牙关地盼望明天来到。
We're hoping, we're desiring tomorrow will come.
没想到明天又有明天的难处。
And then we come to discover tomorrow has its own difficulties, its own troubles.
所以对未知岁月、对未来的恐惧，常常是我们不敢随便讲这句话的原因。
And I think because of our unknown for the future.It brings us to the place where we do not casually say these words anymore.
你如果分析你自己为什么会担心，为什么会恐惧，有一个很大的原因就是对未来 没有把握，甚至未来是失控的。
And I think a lot of us, when we truly evaluate the source of our fear, the source of our anxieties, it is because tomorrow we have no certainty. Tomorrow I have no control over.
所以对未来的对对对明天的未知，或是对未来没有控制，是我们心里担心害怕很重要的原因。
And so the uncertainty, the unknowns of tomorrow is it is a source of our worry and our anxieties.
有一个人坐在一个井的旁边，一个枯井的旁边，休息的时候玩戒指，不小心戒指掉下去。
And there was a man who was sitting next to a well, and he was just pondering and thinking, enjoying his time off. And then he was playing with his ring, and the ring fell into the well.
当然心里着急嘛。
And of course he panicked.
所以他家附近找了一个绳子在旁边绑在树上，把绳子垂下去，然后自己因为旁边都没有人，他就自己这样下去了。
And so he found a rope, a lengthy rope, he tied to a tree, and nobody was nearby.To help him, so he descended the well.
没有想到这个井比他这个绳子还要长。
And not to realize the depth of this well is deeper than the length of his rope.
所以爬到底下的时候，已经全部乌漆嘛黑了，自己还没碰到底，但是又没有力量爬回来。
And so this man goes all the way to the bottom of the well, but he's not at the bottom, and he has no strength to come back up. So he's suspended.
充满了恐惧 ，panic， 在那边一直叫，救命！荒郊野外，谁来救你
？And so he is now moving into panic. He starts to scream. He starts to cry out, "Help me! Help me!" But nobody was there to help him.
你会怎么办
？What would you do？
你会不会害怕
？Would you be afraid？
如果你还是不害怕，你这个人不怕死哈。
And if you're still not afraid, maybe you're not afraid to die.
要到最后，实在精疲力竭，只好。让自己掉下去了。
And so at the point of exhaustion, and he has no more strength, he let go of the rope and he fell.
没想到那个底离他的鞋只有这么一点点。
And as he realized the bottom of the well was only about a foot away.
他以为他死定了，要掉不得，堕落望战深渊。哪里晓得一掉就是在地上了啊
！He thought that he was going to fall to his death, but not realizing the moment he let go, he was actually standing on his feet.
所以客观的事实，他没有那么危险，没有那么可怕。但主观的经历吓死了。
The objective truth is not that bad, but the subjective experience is that is scaring me to death.
这个害怕来自于我对未来的未知，或是我没有办法控制它到底是什么。
This fear that comes out of the unknown of tomorrow, and the sense of I have no control over, it's very genuine, very real in our lives.
所以很多人对未来害怕就跑去算命了。我听说基督徒都跑去算命，真的该悔改啊。
And so a lot of people, because of the fear of tomorrow, they would go to fortune tellers, and to the extent Christians would go, and we need to repent of that.
来，我们昨天讲过到的贝教士，有一次在台湾，人家说，哎，我帮你算个命。
Sister Barker, who was here, sharing with us many years ago, when she was in Taiwan, somebody says, "Hey, let me tell your fortune for you."
那看他美国人好欺负了，我帮你算个命。
And she thought that the person thought that she was a Caucasian, that you know maybe I could swindle some money from you. So let me tell you your fortune.
没想到贝教授跟他说，我信耶稣的，我的命好得很，不用你算了。
And she said to her, "I believe in Jesus. My life is great. I don't need to tell me what's going to happen."
反而能够跟他传福音。
And she turned around and began to share the gospel with the person.
所以有一个人去算命，算命完了以后，那个算命先生跟他要钱，他说我没有钱啊。
And so a gentleman went to a fortune teller, and after he told his fortune, he asked for the pay, and the person said, "I have no money."
算命先生很生气，你没有钱，你来算命什么
？And the fortune teller became very upset. He says, "If you have no money, why did you come?"
他说，如果你真的是会算命，你应该知道我没钱，你为什么要帮我算
？If you can really tell the fortune, you should have known that I have no money. Then why did you tell me my future?
又笑了。
You laughed again.
所以。我们买会所打那么多仗的时候，就真的有人还神学院学生来劝我们，于牧师，我帮你去找个先知来帮你们发个预言啊。
And then when we were going through the trials of purchasing this property, one difficulty after another, somebody actually called me and said, "Hey, Pastor Yu, let me go find a prophet that would prophesy over this project."
我们就回答他说，神给我们的要求就是简单的相信，绝对的顺服，神怎么说，事情怎么成就，我们不需要。
As the requirement, what the Lord desired of us is to trust and to obey. Whatever He says, we move by faith. We don't need anybody else to come and tell us what is the heart and the thought of God.
这个跟谦卑不谦卑没有关系的。
That has nothing to do with whether we are humble or not.
如果这个人自称先知跟你说你们买不成，不要买，换一个地方，你说我们要听还是不听
？If this person who is a self-professed prophet says that there's no way you're ever going to be able to purchase this property, do we listen?
我三十多年前教会一个姊妹去。好奇就跑去参加这样子的先知聚会，他进去跪在那里，那个先知来为他祷告说：“ 我看你很愁苦哈，你先生虽然对你不好，但是什么什么，来安慰他。
And so a sister, because of her maybe being misguided, she went to a conference that was prophetic, and she went up to an altar call, and this person prayed over her and said, oh, I see that you are of sad countenance, and maybe because your husband hasn't been kind and hasn't been well with you.
后来她继续说下去的时候，这个姊妹说我受不了，我就跟她说我还根本没结婚。
And as the prophet continues to prophesy, she couldn't stand it anymore. She says,Stop. I'm not even married yet.
他马上改口，他说，那这不是你先生，你的男朋友或者好朋友啊。
And so the prophet immediately changed his tone and said, maybe it wasn't your husband, it's your boyfriend.
他说我连男朋友也没有。
She said, I don't have a boyfriend yet.
所以这姊妹说她那时候就离开了，所以她回到教会跟我们分享她的经验。
And so that sister left that environment. She came and had sharing with us.
我不是要否定所有神超自然的带领，一点没有。
I am not here to discount God's supernatural leadings.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们对未来因为无知，因为害怕，我们都想找 easy way， 找到别人给我们说点好话，让我们放心。
Because of our uncertainty of the future, our worries of the future, we're looking for people that would speak peace into our lives.
我们刚刚看的这个财主。
And the story that we just read of this rich man,
他是很典型的现代人。
And he is a very much the typical rich people nowadays.
他觉得我不要靠命运，我要靠自己。
He says, I am not going to rely on chance. I'm going to rely on myself.
我应该对我的人生负责。
I need to be responsible with my own future.
所以从前他非常经营能干，他赚了这么多钱。多到一个地步，没有办法收藏他的财富。
So he became very, very diligent, very, very hardworking. He accumulated so much wealth that he cannot store it.
然后他也不是一个堕落的人，他希望继续长进，所以他有未来的计划啊，然后有现在的策略。
So he's a person that strives to continue to improve. So he had a plan for the future, and he executed that plan.
但是在这个充满能力、充满抱负、充满对未来憧憬的财主。他忽略了一件最重要的事情。
And this rich man who's full of dreams, who are full of abilities and all of his might, he neglected to remember one thing.
就是他忽略了他跟神的关系，他忽略了他生命的问题。
He neglected his relationship with God, the issue concerning to his life.
所以神在这里问他一个问题啊，我们看一下路加福音十二章二十到二十一节。
And in your outline, Luke chapter 12, verse 20 to 21.
神却对他说：“无知的人呐、啊。”今夜就是今天晚上，你正在做梦的这天晚上，今夜我必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
And God said to him, Fool, this night, this very night as you dream, your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So this, the one who laid up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God.
他有很多的成就，他有很多的计划。他有很多未来的憧憬。
He has a lot of accomplishments, has a lot of plans, he has a lot of things that he's yet to fulfill.
但是在这一切的里面，他却忽略了生命不在他手中。
In the midst of all of this, he didn't realize that his life is not within his hand.
他却忽略了未来，你可以计划，但是不在你的手中。
And he did not realize that I can plan for the tomorrow, but it is not within my control.
一个最基本的问题，你的生命气息不在你的手里。
The most fundamental issue is that your breath.Your next breath, it is not within your control.
如果你连明天都活不过，你还去说明天比今天更好，干什么？
If you have not the ability to determine whether you can breathe tomorrow, what is it to consider that my tomorrow will be better than today?
所以新约雅各书第四章十三到十六节。
James chapter 4 verse 13 to 16.
我中文太差了，我还特别去找了这个念圣经的，听听看一个口一个害怎么念哈，结果他也是两害。反正怎么样你知道了哈，这是一个感叹词。哎，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，可以做这事或做那事。现在你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶的。
Says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist and appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
我想雅各的这个提醒实在是太好了。
So the reminder from James is wonderful.
我觉得对我们在这样子世代里面活着的人是一个很重要的提醒。
I think it's a very, very important reminder for all of us who live in this time.
因为很多的时候我们就是在忙碌中盲目的往前。
And oftentimes we are busy, 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 and blindly being busy moving forward.
我们就这样盲目的往前的时候，我们的前途对我们来说也是茫茫然。
As we go blindly busy about tomorrow, our future becomes very clouded.
等到有一天突然一件事情发生，发现我们生命必须结束，或是在那个刹那就结束了。
And when we come to an event, maybe realizing I'm at a terminal point of my life.
我看过听过太多了。
I've heard and I've seen so many of these lives lived out.
真的太多了。
Just truly, I want to say to you, too many.
十几岁的二十几岁的三十几岁的四十几岁的反而占大多数。
And those who are in their teens, 20s, 30s, that's the majority of the examples that I've seen.
所以弟兄姊妹在你现在的 current stage, 就在现在。
In your current state right now,
在你人生的规划，在你未来的憧憬里面，到底神在不在其中？
In your planning, in your future, is God in the midst of it?
到底我们跟神的关系是如何？
What is your relationship with God?
到底我生命的情形，在你的 priority list, 在你人生的这个重要性优先顺序上，到底被摆在哪里？
Your condition, the position of your life,With God, where does that reside in your priority of your days?
我们有在乎 inner man 里面这个人持续的成长成熟吗？
Do we care that the inner man continues to mature, continues to grow?
我们在乎我跟神的关系是越来越真实，与主更亲，爱主更深吗？
Do I care that my relationship with God becomes more and more dear and more and more intimate?
不然你这一天是怎么过生活的？从早忙到晚。你明天还是很可能这么过生活。
Or else how you live today. You're busy from the moment you wake to the moment you sleep. Tomorrow you will repeat the exact same thing.
你后天也很可能是这么过生活。
And maybe the day after that you will live exactly the same way.
下个月是这样，明年是这样。
And the next month and the next year.
转眼之间，十年过去，二十年过去，三十年过去。
In the twinkling of an eye, 20 years, 30 years will go by.
我现在一回头，我1979年1月6号进美国的那幅傻像，已经是40多年前的事情了。
And I remember 1979 when I first entered into the United States, more than 40 years ago, I remember vividly what I looked like.
你怎么没翻我那幅傻像？所以，我们现在不要去分析说有哪些因素会让我们没办法控制明天。
Here, we're not here to analyze what are the components, what are the elements that, prohibits me from controlling tomorrow.
我们归纳起来至少就是这两点。
And when we sum it all up, maybe just these two things.
一个是外面的，一个是里面的。
Number one, the things that is outward, number two is inward.
外面我们刚才讲到了，我们外面的环境，我们的遭遇，我们对未知，这些是不在我们掌控中的这些因素。
And we talked about all these reasons or that are outward, circumstantial, that are out of our control.
包括我们的 lifespan 到底能活多久，都不在我们掌控中。
Including our lifespan that is not within our control.
第二方面是内在内心的。
The second aspect is what's internal.
我就从两个点讲，一个这个日光之下都是虚空。
And everything under the sun is vanity.
另外一个是人的欲望无穷。
And the second thing is the desire and the want of man does not, is not quenchable.
这两个东西会在我们里面让我们不见得能够讲说我的明天比今天更好。
And because of these two things, we may not be able to say that tomorrow will be better than today.
我在这里列的经文是所罗门王，大家都很熟。他说后来我查看我手所经营的一切事。和我所劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
I listen to the verse here, Ecclesiastes. These are the words from the King Solomon. Then I consider all that my hand had done and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after the wind, And there was nothing to be gained under the sun.
地上有很多人很成功啊。
And there are a lot of people who are very successful in this world.
有人是在财富上赚大钱，所以成为追求财富人的这个偶像或是羡慕的。
And a lot of people are successful in accumulating wealth, so people would esteem to be like them.
有人在学术上、学问上非常有成果。
As people who are very, very successful in the realms of academia.
有人可能在这方面，有人可能在那方面。
And some people in this particular area, some people in that particular area.
在历史上很少有一个人像所罗门，他是全方位的成功啊。
And there's very, very few people like King Solomon who's very successful in everything that he's done.
要钱，没有人财富超过所罗门。
Concerning wealth, there's no one richer than Solomon.
要智慧，圣经上说，天下没有人的智慧超过所罗门。
Concerning wisdom, there's no one that is wiser than him under the sun.
这个他要是他说论吃喝快乐，谁可以比得上我所罗门？
He says concerning the enjoyment of food and pleasure, who can compare to what I have had?
我来湾区超过四十年，很多好吃的店都是现在年轻人带我们去的。
I've been here in the Valley, Silicon Valley for 40 years. A lot of the good restaurants are introduced to me by younger people.
我想你们怎么才来都知道这些，我们住了四十年都不知道。
I said, you've only been here for a few years. How did you know all these good places to go? I've been here for 40 years.
所以论到吃喝快乐，你也比不上所罗门。
Concerning eating and pleasure.You can't compare to Solomon.
你说我都不在乎这些，我只在乎爱情。就所罗门娶了一千个老婆。
And you say, I don't care about any of these things. I just care about love. Solomon had 1,000 concubines.
如果你羡慕他的话，你就比所罗门还愚昧。
And if you desire to be him, you are more foolish than Solomon.
中国字的安，就是一个房子底下只能有一个女的。
The Chinese character, the word peace.Is symbolized by a house with one a character of a woman.
所罗门吃饱饭没事干，娶一千个老婆。
And Solomon was so full to the extent that he had none to do. He says, "Oh, let me have more wives."
你如果仔细读箴言，有一些话它会重复出现的。
And when you go through the book of Proverbs, you'll see certain proverbs repeating again and again.
表示那些话是他刻骨铭心，他特别有经历的。
Because those are the things that are most experienced by Solomon.
有一句话出现过五次。
This particular phrase.Appear five times.
就是你跟那个喜欢争吵、发脾气的女人住在一起是最痛苦的事情。
It is most dreadful and most painful to live with a woman who desires to argue with you.
他说我宁可住在屋顶的角落上，也不愿意在大房子里面跟这个争吵的女人住。
He says it's better to live on the rooftop than to live in the grand house with a woman who's argumentative.
一模一样的话，他讲了两遍，这很少有的。
The exact same words, the exact same language repeated number of times. Very seldom do you see that.
他觉得不够，要说我宁可住在旷野，也不要跟这样子的女人。
And then he goes on and he says, it's better for me to dwell in the wilderness than to live with a woman like this.
他又说这样子的女人就像那个雨滴滴答答滴滴答答老是不停惹人烦。
He says, a woman like this is kind of like the dripping of a roof that continues to drip. It just drives you crazy.
我发现刚刚有些弟兄没兴趣听，一听我讲这个都抬起头来了。
I know some of the brothers, you guys weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, you all lifted up your head.
觉得于正为你说话了哈。
So maybe Pastor Yu has argued my case for me.
人家是一千个老婆才受不了。
This guy had 1,000 concubines. That's why he said what he said.
你才一个老婆，你没有资格讲这句话。
You only have but one wife. There's no reason for you to say these words.
他是被一千个老婆天天叨叨叨叨叨，他实在是活不下去。
There's 1,000 women around him constantly chit-chatting.
一千个老婆，你等于三年才有空去看他一次。
And this is mathematically every 3 years you would visit one of them.
哪一个人不埋怨他
？Every one of them would complain.
所以他跑来跑去，他宁可去住旷野了。
So he goes from one house to the other. He said, "I'd rather go live in the wilderness."
所以他说虚空，虚空，都是虚空。
And so his conclusion is vanity, vanity, all is vanity.
虽然他的财宝吸引这么多人，他的智慧吸引这么多人，他的才干、他的能力、他的权位，所罗门是当时世界这个霸主，这么多女人羡慕他，被他吸引，但是。虚空的虚空，都是捕风，都是捉影，这是他的感触。
All of his wealth, all of his splendor, all that he possessed, he is actually the foremost leader of the world at the time. And all the women are adorned by, adores him, are drawn to him. His conclusion is vanity. Everything is vanity.
这是他晚年的经历，刻骨铭心地提醒大家，日光之下全是虚空。
These are the words at the end of his life, under the sun, all is vanity.
你不要以为我银行数字再多一个零，或者多两个零，我就够了。
You think maybe I have one more zero after my bank account, maybe two more zero after the amount in my bank account, that'd be enough for me.
他的零早比你银行存款多十个零，他还是觉得虚空。
The zeros that he possesses in his bank surpasses what you have, and he still says is vanity.
你当了 section manager 了不起了 ，director 了不起了 ，VP 了不起了，他是当王啊。
You're a section manager all the way to the extent that maybe you're a VP. He is a king.
要什么他得到什么，但是他都说虚空的虚空，离了神什么都是虚空。
Whatever he desired, whatever he wanted, he had, and his conclusion was it is vanity apart from God.
所以他。传道书到结尾的时候他说要少年人要在他们趁着年轻的时候就要纪念造他的主
So at the conclusion of this book he says Young man, while you're still young Remember the Lord your maker
好久没听他这样讲了以前我每次 对年轻人讲点话他说 Young man 要他们听话
Oftentimes when Pastor Yu speaks to young people I would always raise my voice As I said, you need to pay attention to what is being saidI seldom have the opportunity to do so these days.
所以人生的虚空让我们没办法保证明天比今天会更好，因为你得到的你还是不满足。
And again, because of the vanity that we experience in our lives, whatever we have attained, we still come to the conclusion that tomorrow maybe it's not going to be better than today.
所以第二个跟第一个是一体的两面，第二个是人的欲望无穷。
The very first one, again, two sides of the same coin, we have a desire that's insatiable.
就像这个撒玛利亚女人来打水一样。
Just like the Samaritan woman that comes to draw water.
耶稣跟她说，你去把你丈夫带来。
And Jesus says, go bring your husband.
你要这个水的话，可以把丈夫带来。
If you want this water, go bring your husband.
这个女人就跟她说，我没有丈夫。
And this woman replied and said, I have no husband.
耶稣说，你没有丈夫是对的，你有五个丈夫，你现在有的不是你的丈夫。
And Jesus says, well, you said it's right, you had to have five husbands, and the man that you're with right now is not your husband.
你要知道，两千年前那个时代的女人，他们整个的人生就是绕着丈夫转的。
2,000 years ago, the life of a woman revolves around the man.
女人最需要的就是爱，最需要的就是安全感。
What she needed was love, a sense of security.
所以丈夫对她来说就是一个爱的源头，丈夫对她来说是安全感的来源。
The husband is the source of love, the source of security.
但是这个女人换了一个，又换一个，又换一个，又换一个。
And this woman exchanged one after another, after another, and then after another.
因为没有一个人可以带给她内心真正的满足。真正的安全感，真正的快乐。
Because no one brought her true satisfaction, the love that she was looking for, the joy and the desire that she needed.
她每一次都带着盼望，我希望我的下一个比这个更好。
Every time she entered into this relationship with another man, she says, "I'm hoping this one will be better than the former."
我希望我的明天能够因为换了一个人，能够比今天更好。
And I hope that my tomorrow will be better than today because of someone new in my life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们在讲婚姻的时候特别提醒弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, every time we go through marriage counseling, we talk to the singles. This is what we emphasize on.
如果你把你的家庭生活、夫妻生活，的幸福感、快乐感建筑在对方的身上
，if you build your hope for security and for love upon the individual your future spouse,
你一定失望。而且你也痛苦，对方也痛苦。
You will come to the place where you realize your hope is going to be broken, and you will be in pain.
甚至这是婚姻不幸福的杀手就在这里，因为你渴望你的对方给你幸福。
And I will tell you, the killer of marriages is that your desire, your hope, is anchored on that person.
我们把我们内心最深的需要、最深的满足。放在一个跟我一样是罪人、一样是自私的人身上，他怎么可能 afford？
We place all of our hopes, all of our desire, all of our longing on someone who's just as a sinner as you are.
就连你自己也不能给他，对不对
？Even you yourself, you cannot give your spouse what you desire.
所以为什么夫妻结婚了一段时间就进入冷战、进入痛苦
？So why is it that so many couples, when they have married for a few years, they come to this place of cold war?
我们都认为对方变了，他不再能够满足我，不再像从前那样爱我。
And people come to the conclusion, my spouse has changed. They're not the same. They don't love me the same.
从前讲天长地久，现在讲还能撑多久
？And in the past, we said we'll be together forever and ever. Now we say, well, how much longer?
对不对？以前进婚姻的时候都这么快乐，天长地久 ，love for a lifetime。但是现在已经不能够 survive。
And when we come together at the very beginning, we say that we want to love for a lifetime. Now we could barely survive with one another.
因为我把我的快乐满足建筑在他的身上。
Because I build my hope and my satisfaction, my joy upon that individual.
他不给我就不满意，他给的不够我也不满意。
If that person is not able to give it to me, or if they cannot give it to me enough, then I'm not satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，撒玛利亚女人的这种心态过程，其实是每一个人的写照。
What this Samaritan woman has lived out in her life is telling of all of our lives.
这也是所罗门王的写照。所罗门王就是最典型的撒玛利亚女人。
And Solomon is actually the most vivid model of the Samaritan woman.
你去读他的书，他去追求智慧，他去追求财务，他去追求追求这个，他就一直换，一直换。
You look at his writing.He begins to pursue after many things, wisdom, wealth. He goes one after one thing after another.
今天有人夫妻生活不快乐，就换一个追求啊！我去好好读书，我好好学电脑，我好好学这个。我跟你讲，离开主没有一个可以给你真正的。
Perhaps you don't find happiness in your marriage, and you now begin to focus your energy on something else, on your work or whatever. Whatever you go after, if it's not the Lord God, you will not find it.
那关键就在于我们跟神的关系如何。
And the reality has to come back to this criticality: is what is my relationship with God?
原谅我说，关键还不在于你是不是基督徒，甚至。不在乎你是不是传道人。
I would say the criticality is not even so much that you're a Christian or whether you're a preacher.
关键在于你的生命，你跟神的关系。
The criticality hinges upon what is your relationship with the living God.
有一个很有名的牧师，有一次他做见证啊。
There was a very famous pastor one time. He gave a testimony.
我就不讲他名字了，非常大的教会。
It is a very very big church.
他有一次回家，发现他太太。师母在那里收拾行李啊。
And one day he went home and he found that his wife is packing up.
他说你收拾行李你要干嘛？
And he asked her, what are you doing? Why are you packing?
他说我要搬出去了。
He says, I'm moving out.
他说你要回娘家啊。
He says, are you going back to see your mom and dad?
No. 他说那你要搬到哪里去？牧师吓呆了。
He says, no, then where are you going? He's now beginning to panic.
他在教会忙完服侍回到家，太太收行李要走了。
He was so busy at church serving, he goes home and discovered that his wife is packing up ready to leave.
后来太太跟他说我要搬到讲台上去住。
And his wife says, I want to move up on the stage next to the pulpit. That's where I'm going to live.
他说你在讲台上是最棒的男人。
He said, you're the most perfect man on that stage.
那么属灵啊，那么样子的脾气也好 ，charming， 什么都好。
You're so spiritual. Your temperament. You're such a wonderful person on that stage.
这是我从前认识的你。
That's the person that I once knew.
所以我要坐在讲台上去了。
So that's where I want to live.
所以那个牧师那天被神光照，他悔改，跟太太认罪。
And so that pastor that day, the Lord revealed something to him, and he repented with his wife.
弟兄姊妹，要真真实实，要扎扎实实的在乎我们跟神的关系，我们生命的情形。
But sister, we really need to pay attention and be focused and genuine about our relationship with the Lord God.
只有在这样子的里面，我们才可能真实的成长，真实的对未来有盼望。
Only in that will we truly have hope for tomorrow.
那么你当初进入婚姻，进入现在的职场，当初来美国打拼，你是带着什么样子的理想跟抱负来的？
When you enter into marriage, when you enter into your job, when you came to America, perhaps, what was in your heart? What were your ambitions?
我刚开头讲的那个属灵的醒悟，开始过人生下半场，发生了没有？
The revelation that at the beginning of the message, when I talk about the awakening, the revelation of the second half, the importance of the second half of my life, has that happened in your life yet?
如果没有的话，你会打人生上半场，一直到结束为止。
And I will tell you, if you have not come to this awakening, you'll continue to work hard and battle in this first half of your life.
我们要醒过来，用不同的带头来打人生的下半场。
We need to wake up.And live the second part of our life differently.
所以第三个点，我讲在基督里，你才会有，而且一定有活泼的盼望和荣耀的未来。
We come to this third point that the living hope and the glorious future that can only be and must be in Christ.
好，我们先把经文读完好了哈。
Let's read the verses together.
我漏了彼得前书第一章三到四节。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯。借耶稣基督从死里复活重生的我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、 为我们存留在天上的基业。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.Kept in heaven for you.
啊，这里讲到活泼的盼望。
Here it talks about a living hope.
罗马书五章二到三节，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Romans chapter 5 verse 2 to 3. Though you, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand.And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance.
我想我们从这些的经文，我们可以知道这个盼望，是神给我们的。
And through these verses, we begin to see that this hope comes from God.
这个盼望是在生命里面产生出来，重生之后得着的。
This hope is born out of a life that is of God.
这个盼望是不受环境跟眼见影响的。
This hope cannot be influenced by what we see and by our surrounding, our environments.
就连在患难中都还是会欢欢喜喜的来盼望这个荣耀。
That even in suffering, even in tribulation, we would rejoice in this hope.
我记得曾经跟大家讲过日本一个很有名的作家叫三岛由纪夫。
There was a very famous Japanese author.
他说过人生像樱花一样、要在它盛开的时候来结束它。
And he says that the life of a person needs to be like a cherry blossom, that when it is at its full bloom, that it needs to end right there.
所以他最后完成他最后的四本巨作以后，他寄出去，他就洗干净自己，然后用武士刀切腹自杀了。
So after he finished what he believed is his greatest accomplishments, he submitted his writings and then he committed suicide.
他曾经被列入诺贝尔奖里面的这个 candidate 审核，他是非常杰出的一个人。
He was definitely listed as a candidate of the Nobel Prize in literature.
但是没有主的人，没有永恒的盼望，他对人生的看法就是人生要在。樱花盛开的时候就结束它，不然接着你就看到自己逐渐凋残。
One without the Lord, one without this living hope, the conclusion of the world is that you only need to live to the pinnacle of the full bloom of your life. And then everything afterwards, you're just going to be fading away.
多么可惜
！How tragic！
基督徒最盛开的时候，应该就是离开世界的时候，因为我们整个一生是上行的人生。
The most wonderful point of our life is when we have departed from this world because we will continue to rise.
因为我们的生命一直在持续的成长。
Because our life is continually growing.
我们对神的认识、跟神的经历、跟神的关系一直在进步中。
Our knowing of the Lord, our relationship with the Lord should be continually growing.
而且你会发现，你跟神的关系越好，生命越成熟。会更刺激你成长，更刺激你跟神之间的亲近。
You discover the better your relationship is with God, it motivates you, it pushes you to desire a more intimate relationship.
它好像滚雪球一样，过去累积的经验、爱、对主的认识，越滚越大，越滚越大，越来越丰富的。
It's like that snowball effect that as it rolls, it accumulates, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and fuller and fuller.
圣经上也是这么说。恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣。
The scripture says the same thing: is grace upon grace, strength upon strength, glory upon glory.
恩典不止这么一点点。
The grace is more than what you have experienced.
我们生命能力不止这么一点点。
Our life, our strength, our power is more than this.
神在我们身上给让我们有份余的荣耀跟将来的荣耀不止这么一点点。
And the glory that God has in store for us surpass what we experience now.
所以这是我们基督徒，我们就是不。不一样，我们是一直往上的。
As a Christian, we ought to be different because our life is continually rising.
到了主的时候的时候，日子满足，去见主。
When it comes to the Lord's time, in the fullness of our days, we end and we come to see the Lord.
虽然我们中间起起伏伏，但是整个 overall 我们是往上走的。
As though yes, in this journey there's some up and downs, but overall we should be rising, we should be moving upward.
这是我们内心里面满了荣耀的盼望。
And this is what's the glorious hope that lies within us, and we are being changed, being transformed.
从这个新造的生命里面来的。
And it comes from this new life, this life of new creation.
那外面呢？我们最后结束这一节经文。 哥尼多后书第四章十六节到十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 through 18.
他说我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这至战至亲的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Therefore we do not lose heart, although the outer body is destroyed, the inner body is being renewed day by day. Our temporary and light afflictions will accomplish for us a matchless and eternal glory.
我谦卑一点的讲哈，六十岁以上的人，
Those who are more than 60 years of age,
应该都会慢慢承认外体逐渐衰残。
And I think everybody at that point would acknowledge, yes, my body, my physical body is perishing.
我才五十岁的时候，于师母就提醒我。
When I was in my 50s, Pastor Nancy already reminded me.
你知道你老不老吗？
Do you know you're old?
新事记不住，旧事忘不了。
The new things you can't remember, the old things you can't forget.
坐着直打盹，躺下睡不着。
You sit and you continue to fall asleep. When you lie down, you can't sleep.
我才五十岁，他就提醒我，你要注意，开始老了，看你糊里糊涂的。
I was in my 50s. She begins to remind me that you're getting older. You're getting more.
那我比一般人更成熟，因为我新事旧事都忘。
And I was more advanced than most because I cannot remember the new nor the old.
我躺着坐着都睡。
I sleep while I'm sitting down or am I lying down.
只不过现在真的老了，我就是从我们家楼下走到楼上去拿个东西。
And I tell you, I'm really old. When I climb up the stairs at my house to go get something.
我居然就喘气了，一看heartbeat 110, 120.
And I'm breathing so hard, and I'm looking at my heart rate. It's about 110, 120.
然后花了这么大代价爬上去，上去以后忘了上去干什么。
And I, with such effort, I climb up those stairs and I stand there. I said, why did I come up here?
有时候还要下来问一下于师母上去干嘛。
And then I would have to go back down the stairs and ask Pastor Nancy, well, why did I go up there?
所以明天不会比今天更好的最好的例子就是老。
So tomorrow not being better than today, the best example is when I get older.
不应该讲老，是那个退化。
The decay of this physical body.
我心还是不老的。
And my heart is still young.
这个外体真的是在毁坏中。
This outward tent, this outward body, it is perishing.
有没有越长皮肤越好，皱纹越少，然后头发黑头发更多？除非你去化妆。
Has anyone who, as they age, their skins get better and they have their more brightness and more hair?
这是最明显外在遭遇上它逐渐在退化在恶化。
This is the most evident of us outwardly perishing and decaying.
内心圣经却说内心一天新是一天。Every day 都在 renew.
But it says that the inner man, inwardly, we are renewed day unto day.
因着这个被 renew, 我们对我们的明天看法就是不一样。
Because of this renewal, what we see of tomorrow, we have a different foresight.
我知道谁掌管明天，所以我不为明天忧虑。
I know who controls tomorrow, so I don't need to worry about tomorrow.
我知道还要地上还留一天，这一天就有意义，就有价值。
And I know if the Lord keeps me for another day, then there's another day of purpose.
每一个的今天都是我的余生最年轻的一天，阿爸们。
Every one of my today is the first day of the rest of my life.
所以我们要充分利用我们的每一天。
And so we need with full diligence use every single one of our todays.
所以我们会有不同的眼光，觉得就算有难处，就算患难，这些都是至战至亲的苦楚。
And again, to have this notion, the understanding that even though we go through trials and difficulties, but these are light afflictions that we're going through.
我们没有否认难处的存在。
We do not deny the fact that the difficulties do exist in our lives.
我们也没有逃避害怕未来会有风暴，都会有的。
And we do not shy away or run away with the notion and understanding that there will be storms in the future.
但是我们的心却抛锚在幔内，抛锚在基督的身上，内心一天新是。
But we cast our anchor, we set our anchor inside the veil, upon the Lord, that day unto day is being made new.
因为我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
Because we are not mindful of the seeing, we are being mindful of the unseen.
所不见的是永远的。
The things that are not seen, unseen, are eternal.
这就是讲到眼光的问题。
And again, this is an awakening, our foresight.
属肉体的、肤浅的，就是凭看得见、感觉得到， 来回应，来做决定。
Those of the flesh, when we live of the flesh, what we see and our decisions are based on the transient.
但是神希望我们有一个属灵的眼光。
But God desired that we would have a spiritual eyesight.
我记得是 Brother Ernest 有一次，是不是他举的例子，说有三个好朋友结伴到印度去度假两个礼拜。
There were three great friends. I think Brother Ernie gave this story. They went to India to go on a vacation.
两个礼拜度假回来以后。
After 2 weeks, they came back.
第一个人说：“我这辈子再也不去印度了。”
Now one person said, "I will never go to India again."
第二个人看到的在印度的商机，就去投资盖豪华旅馆。
The second person, he saw the opportunities in India, then he invested to build hotels.In India.
第三个看到以后就产生了宣教的负担，那么多世上的灵魂，他回去宣教。
The third friend, because he saw the need for the gospel, he became a missionary. He went there and to become a missionary.
同样的弟兄姊妹，今天我们的时间、我们的金钱、我们的才干、恩赐，你到底要用在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, similarly, today, all of our abilities, all of our resources, our wealth, where would we place them?
有的人就是活在当下，我快乐，以我为主，以我的享受为主。
A lot of people will take those resources and live in the moment, and they are self-centered of their own pleasure.
我要怎么用，怎么花，怎么享受，那是我的事。
However I use it, however I deem best for myself, that's the way I'm going to use it.
那有的人就投资他未来，他希望我的名，像这个财主，我希望未来比现在更好。我现在省吃俭用，我现在读书认真，我就是希望将来更好。
And some people will store it up and for their future, and hoping that what they're storing, what they're accumulating now, will have a better future.
但是打人生下半场的，就是愿意把我的时间、我的金钱、我的琐事、我的所有，愿意让神来用。
But those who are desiring and willing to live out their second half of their life well is to say, God, all of my resources, here they are, use them.
不是你不要上班，不是你不要做事，不是不要你不要有收入，我们一样，但是我们心态不一样的。
It is not that you no longer need to live your days, you don't need to go longer to work or do the ordinary things, but our heart attitude is now different.
所以当哈巴谷看到无花果树这个不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力。
And Habakkuk, when he says the fig trees no longer bloom, and the vines no longer give its fruit, and the olive tree no longer yields its fruit.
田不出粮食，这个圈内缺了羊，棚内没有牛，什么都是缺，什么都是缺。
And sees that the field no longer yields its fruit, the flocks are cut off, everything is in deficiency.
看到的都是荒凉，都是困难，而且凶恶的加勒底人就要来犯境了。
And we see that everything is in decline. Everything is getting worse and worse. And our enemies are right at the footsteps.
然后他说：“我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐，因为主耶和华是我的力量。”
And he cries out, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord God is my strength."
因为我们有永恒的眼光，我们的生命。我们的跟神的关系跟从前不一样。
Because we have a spiritual foresight, because our relationship with God was not of the old but of new.
我们能够很勇敢的、凭信心的，我知道我的明天要比今天更好。
And very courageously, we can boast. We can say, "I know my tomorrow will be better."
就算我在风浪中，就算我在患难中，我也是欢欢喜喜的。盼望神的荣耀。
Even though I am still in the midst of a storm, I rejoice in the Lord God.
因为他给我的是 living hope, 是活泼的盼望。
Because what he has given me is a living hope.
伴我一生。
For the rest of my life.
我们一起来唱 living hope.
Let's come and sing the song living hope together.
The chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness,Your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, The end is written, Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Would you all please rise? Hallelujah.
Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. And hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. Out of the silence, the
人带领我们祷告。
Let's have some words of praise. Words of prayer this morning.
因他活着，我们都能面对明天，所有的惧怕都离开。
Amen. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. All fear is gone.
Amen. Amen.
Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of God, we ask you open our eyes this morning.
Amen.
It is not because, oh Lord, we are praying out of our own strength, our own ability.
Amen.
Trying to squeeze up some faith. Trying to squeeze up some certainty, some hope. But oh Lord, we stand here today. We are standing here in the house of the Lord. We are the children of the living God. We are in your hands.
Amen.
Not only are we in your hands. Oh Lord, the Lord our God, the one who is our Savior.
Amen.
He is the risen one. He is the risen one. Death cannot hold him. He is the first fruit. Oh Lord, all of our hope, all of our hope, all of our hope is anchored in you. We praise you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。因着你的死，你的复活，如今我们也活了。我们谢谢你给我们这永远的生命，主啊，因着你的恩典，虽然我们不知道明天会如何，但是我们知道你的救恩哦，永远永远都在我们身上，你的恩典，你的爱永远在我们身上。主真是来哦，真是 strengthen us and fill us with the love, so that everything we do, we want to honor you. Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Praise. Yes, Lord, praise the one who set me free.
Amen.
Who set me free right before the bread and cup. We declare that you are the one who set me free.
Amen.
You have broken every chain. There's a salvation in your name. Yes, salvation has a name and it's Jesus.
Amen.
Victory has a name. Amen. And it's
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Grace
Amen.
has a name.
Amen. Praise you, God.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. 是的，主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。Oh, 主啊，因为你为我们死，主啊，你也为我们活。Oh, hallelujah. 是的，是的，你已经打败了死亡的权势。主啊，主啊，如今你借着圣灵，你住在我们的里面。主啊，你是我们永活的盼望。Hallelujah. 我们感谢赞美你。Amen.
Dear Lord, you give hope to hopeless. And you bring light to the darkness. You give life to conquer all the power of death. Lord, we just, this very moment, we pray we abide with you. And we take courage and strength and hope in you. And we pray for miracle, for life changing, and for everyone who are here to be strengthened.And the Spirit, Lord, so that we live not only for ourselves, we live for you, we live for your eternal glory. We thank you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然万事万物都在改变，但是你永远没有改变。
So everything is changing, but you're the one that is forever the same.
你永远爱我们。
You forever love us.
你永远与我们同在。
You are forever with us.
你永远愿意在旁边帮助引导我们。
You are our help. You are all our guide.
让我们能够有把握、有信心说，我就算经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Our certainty and our faith.Is that, oh, though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
是的，因你活着，我们都有活泼的盼望。
Yes, because you are risen, because you are alive, we have a living hope.
因着你在我们身上的美意，我们都知道我们的盼望是荣耀的。
Because of your good and perfect will, we know that our hope is a glorious one.
帮助弟兄姊妹，尤其在难处中的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, Lord, we ask that you will help all of us, particularly those...Who are in difficulties and trials?
让我们的盼望是在基督里。
That our hope and our anchors in Christ.
让我们在基督里找到未来。
That in Christ we find our future.
在基督里找到力量。
That in Christ we find our strength.
主，我们把众人都交在你的手中。
Oh Lord, we give all of us to you.
不让我们在日光之下虚空的度日。
That we do not no longer go through our days of vanity under the sun.
让我们活着为耶稣，也活着是基督。
But we each day live.As Christ, and we live for Christ.
好让我们的人生满了荣耀的盼望。
That truly this life is aiming toward and of a glorious hope.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.